Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Australia, Afghanistan, India and Pakistan qualified for the quarter-finals of the ICC Under-19 World Cup as early pace-setters Bangladesh missed out on the final day of group games. There were all sorts of permutations going into the final day of Group B action, but Australia's big 74-run win meant they secured their place in the Super League quarter-finals, and Afghanistan did what they needed to do by beating Namibia by 4 wickets. Pakistan thrashed Scotland by 108 runs to join India, who beat Papua New Guinea by a margin of 245 runs in the next stage as runners-up. The quarter-final lineup is as follows: Sri Lanka against Pakistan, India play England, Afghanistan take on South Africa, and Australia will meet the West Indies. All-rounder Kieran Pollard and fast bowler Kemal Roach will miss the West Indian defence of the ICC World 2020 after being left out of the 15-man squad due to injury. With Pollard, who played every game of the successful campaign in 2012, absent, the West Indies will be relying on all-round contributions from captain Darren Sammy, the experience of Dwayne Bravo, Chris Gayle, Marlon Samuels and Dwayne Smith, as well as the powerful Andre Russell. While Roach has not played a T20 since December 2012, he would have been in contention, and his absence means Ravi Rampal and Sheldon Cottrell are the only specialist quick bowlers selected. The squad in full: Darren Sammy, the captain, Samuel Badry, Dwayne Bravo, Johnson Charles, Sheldon Cottrell, Andre Fletcher, Chris Gayle, Sunil Narine, Dinesh Ramdin, Ravi Rampal, Andre Russell, Marlon Samuels, Krishmar Santokhi, Lendl Simmons and Dwayne Smith. On the field, the West Indies have won the toss and are batting first in their opening 2020 international against Ireland in Jamaica. Dhamaka Prasad will replace injured fast bowler Nuwan Kulasekara for the remainder of Sri Lanka's tour of Bangladesh. Kulasekara will miss the final 2 one-day internationals after going down injured in the opening game, which Sri Lanka won by 13 runs. Kulasekara, a veteran of 147 ODIs, was dismissed for a duck and then bowled 6 overs as Sri Lanka recovered from being 67 for 8 to go 1-0 up in the 3-match series.